Bradley Manning!
Free Bradley Manning!
Saturday, February 23rd, marked the 1,000th day of Bradley Manning's imprisonment for his whistleblowing of U.S. war crimes in Iraq and Afghanistan. During much of that time, he was in solitary confinement and endured other torturous conditions and has yet to have a trial. Nearly 100 supporters of Bradley Manning marked the occasion with a rally and speak-out at Park Street Station in downtown Boston. Susan McLucas, who is one of a handful of people maintaining a weekly vigil on behalf of Bradley Manning, addressed the gathering.
Free Bradley Manning!
The only thing that Bradley Manning has done is to tell the American people the truth about our wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we do not consider that a crime. It's not a crime to expose war crimes. We think the people who did those war crimes are the ones who should be in jail, not Bradley Manning. They are talking about giving him life in prison. Can you imagine? Life in prison for telling the truth. All these life and death decisions, if they hadn't been sent there in the first place, with a claim that there were weapons of mass destruction, which, if it had been true, would not have been a good reason to go to war. But it was not true, so it was especially not a good reason. And once that was completely proven, with the Downing Street memos coming out, instead of turning around and saying, oh gee, we're really sorry, and leaving, they just kept on going. So we say, free Bradley Manning. Free Bradley Manning.
Al Johnson, a veteran for peace, is another activist who has been a part of the weekly vigils. He was asking for people to help pressure President Obama to pardon Bradley Manning.
So the point is that we have to begin a campaign, and we've been doing it the last several months, starting back in the summer, to call on the President of the United States, who has the authority to do so under Article 2, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, to pardon Bradley Manning. Now, he could do it today. Now, the reality is no, it's not going to happen. But he can do it on his own authority as the President of the United States. So to finish up my little spiel here, I want to say this. I want to join three former Nobel Peace Prize winners, Desmond Tutu from the South African liberation struggle, from the struggle against apartheid that we're all familiar with, that's probably the most prominent name, Marion Maguire from the struggle in the north of Ireland, and the Women for Peace in Northern Ireland, and Adolfo Esquivel from Peru. Three former Nobel Peace Prize winners who have called on President Barack Obama, who, as we all know, and I have to take pause at this, is also a Nobel Peace Prize winner. And we have to say and join those three former Peace Prize winners to say, Barack Obama, free Bradley Manning, the symbol of the anti-war struggle these days, and free him from your jails now. Thank you. Free Bradley Manning. Pardon Bradley Manning.
After Susan and Al, the protest turned into an open mic session in which various folks from the greater Boston area spoke their mind. Lydia Eccles was with the Pirate Party contingent.
The whole war wouldn't have even happened if we had had access to real information. Lying is how all this stuff is happening, and the government's interest in sustaining their lies by persecuting people who tell the truth is what's at heart, not only in trying to accuse Julian Assange of treason, but also of Aaron Swartz, who killed himself. And I'm really glad to see the Pirate Party here, because the Pirate Party, I actually joined the Pirate Party, and I'm not into computers at all. I joined because they stand for our right to access to information and knowledge. Anyway, Bradley Manning haunts me. It really bothers me that we're all walking around while this guy is being tormented in prison, isolated, and to take his life away is equivalent to murder. I feel an incredible sense of helplessness about this, and he haunts me. To me, he's a POW.
Hi, my name is Justin Diodario. I'll make this short and sweet. I was in the U.S. Army for 3 years and 4 months. I served in Iraq and Afghanistan. I am telling you right now, the things we're saying right now are true. Bradley Manning speaks the truth. Things happen over there that just, it's not like a war zone at all. It's more of a police state. There's no common enemy over there. My job over there was to look for IEDs. We look for roadside bombs. They told us always have your eyes open. Always be on the lookout for things that might hurt you. I feel like I was the only one over there that really had my eyes open. Because everybody else says, oh, we're over there to fight for our freedoms. But the people taking away our freedoms are not the ones over there. They're the ones right here. Free Bradley Manning!
Justin, an Iraq war veteran, traveled from Amherst to be a part of this rally. After his brief but fiery speech, I asked what brought him to support Bradley Manning.
You know, it's my obligation as a veteran. I swore to uphold the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. As far as I'm concerned, the people keeping Bradley Manning in jail are a domestic enemy. I do face consequences if they catch me saying these kind of things. I'm not exactly...
Are you still in the service now?
I'm in active reserve. They can call me back in the next 4 years. If they do, I'm not doing it. There's no way. I'm done. I hope they catch me saying things like this, but they tell me if they ever did, they'd revoke my GI Bill and stuff like that. I don't really care anymore.
Well, what about your right of free speech to speak out in public?
You don't get that. We signed a contract. But, you know, I don't really care. I'm saying this stuff. I know what I saw over there. I know what happened over there.
Some members of the Pirate Party were wearing anonymous masks. I noticed one trying to hand out flyers to passerbys with little success. I asked him,
think your masks are scaring people away from taking your flyers?
I doubt it, because Anonymous has done so much in the Boston area that people know who we are and what we stand for. We stand for transparency. We stand for all things that are just and right.
And people are walking by and you're trying to hand them your flyers and they're kind of shutting you up.
Oh, these people just don't care. They're part of the sheeple, and unfortunately, they simply do not care. It's the apathy in America.
You know, in the Constitution, there's a right to a speedy trial, and in the military code of justice, it's spelled out 120 days is as long as you can be held without a trial. That's a lot different from 1,000 days. So we're trying to get all the charges dropped in the hearing that's coming up next week, because you can't just put people in jail and throw away the key. Well, these days, that seems to be the new American justice. But still, we're pushing to get the charges dropped on the basis of lack of speedy trial.
Free Bradley Manning! Free Bradley Manning!
He's like the Daniel Ellsberg of our time. You know, it's a real threat to our right to free speech and free expression. And he's certainly... let us know information that we need to know about the conduct of the war in Iraq.
And you felt Bradley did the right thing and our government's not doing the right thing.
Yeah, I do. I mean, the aiding the enemy charge is just really ridiculous. There's no evidence that, you know, the enemy, whoever they are, have been aided.
Dale Smoke, who wasn't the only protester to compare Bradley Manning to Daniel Ellsberg's release of the Pentagon Papers back in the Vietnam era. Once again, here's Susan McLucas.
We need to get Bradley Manning out. Do everything you can think of to spread the word, to put pressure on the government. If you haven't signed our petition, please do so. If you haven't called the president, please do so. It's 202-456-1111. Stand out. Come join us in Central Square on Wednesdays from 5 to 6. And do whatever you can do. Thank you very much.
For the Boston Community Radio Project, I am Chuck Rosina.